Or The Bachelor.
Oh, that too.
Are we starting? Am I like going? Oh, we were already going. Okay, yeah. No, Orange County brings a lot of famous people. What? Yeah, The Bachelor, I think one of the most recent Bachelors, he was in middle school with me.
Wow.
And Rebecca Black was at my middle school too.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Everyone's doing so well.
Oh, has anybody been like massively, massively famous from your high school?
Me. No. Let me think. I mean, I would say Rebecca Black was like massively famous at the time for sure. Still is. I love her.
You went to school with Rebecca Black?
She was at my middle school. Yeah, yeah. Well, during Friday, when like Friday came out. But I'm 2 years older, but she was in school with my brother. And so that's
Do you remember her in class, like seeing her in the school?
We never overlapped at school because my middle school was only 2 years. So she was like seventh grade. I was ninth grade. And I remember being in ninth grade Spanish and I turned around to talk to the guy behind me. And he was like, you have to see this video because his little brother was in it because all the kids from school were in it.
Yeah, that was like my second question. Were these like hired actors or were these friends? I'm in literally my life.
Which is
same realm of like massively viral.
Iconic. You're silly in the
G-Wagon. Back up the G-Wagon.
Yes. Oh my God. I turned around. He was like, look at this. And then I watched it. And I was like, oh, that's fun. And then all of a sudden, just overnight, just obviously blew up. And then I had never actually met her till like maybe a year ago. And we were at a bar and she was like, Remy. And I was like, Rebecca. And we were like, El Rancho forever. It's great.
She's awesome. She's so talented too.
I agree.
She has she does like Charlie XCX, like hyper pop.
Agreed.
She's remixes to Friday. Mm-hmm. Like, give me all of that.
And she's just having fun and doing a great job. Like she's a performer.
Have you ever put out a song?
No,
as, like,
God,
an internet,
no.
You, no.
But I think I've talked about it, that I was in God's Image.
Yes. It was like you were in like a van with like 10, 12 other people and you would just do the splits.
There were like 100 of us.
100?
It was a traveling Korean performing Christian group. Only spoke Korean. I mean, only sang in Korean. I don't speak Korean.
Did you sing in Korean?
Yes.
Do you remember the lyrics?
Absolutely not. I don't know what I was saying.
Was it K-pop-esque?
No, they were Christian songs.
Okay.
But I wish I was a K-pop girl.
I'm trying to like brush up on my my K-pop-ness and my
Korean
reading or learning Korean because I'm going to Korea.
So glad to hear. You never got back to me with that test.
I know, I didn't. I didn't. I'm
you
sorry.
You ghosting our guests, Matt?
Yeah.
But this was like months ago.
Two months ago.
And I was like in like this mood where I'm like, who do I know that's been to Korea? And I texted you that. And then
what did you say that he left you on red?
He said, oh, well, all I got is a, have you been to Korea? I said, yes. Never heard from him again. Other than when you asked me for a K-Town recommendation. I'm just the go-to Korean girl.
Yes, and I love the K-Town recommendations.
Where'd you go?
Well. I went to none of the places you said.
Okay,
but
that's
I did
fine.
Go to the Korean shopping center. Well, there's two. There's like two malls.
Okay.
There's like the Korean, the K-Town Plaza and the K-Town like shopping center.
Okay.
I went to the Plaza, I think.
Ooh.
The one that's like a mall straight out of the 90s. And they have the H-Mart
inside the mall.
That one.
Oh, that's my
and
favorite H-Mart.
And the food court, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What'd you eat?
What did I eat at the food court? I had one of those little spiral potato chip things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I think Patricia and I, we had some dumplings, which is like, I don't know if that's like full Korean, but it's more like.
It is. Yeah.
It is.
Well, there are like different variations within every culture, I would say, for sure.
Oh, we had, now it's all coming back to me. We had a certain type of dumpling, but it wasn't like kale. It was like.
Chive?
Chive. Chive dumplings.
That's good, yeah.
That's what we had. And then I was texting you about the kimchi.
Yeah, did you get it?
No, I didn't because then it was St. Patrick's Day.
Boy, he's just wasting my time.
Because it was St.
I made him. No, Mike, you need to see. I made him the most beautiful list with so many recommendations.
Like bullet points.
I'm sorry about
maybe
him.
Some
I really am. I'm so glad
well.
You still decided to show up today.
It's okay. Honestly, I have some news to tell you as well. Where is it? I have to show you.
This list is good. Have you gone out in case
like,
well,
phone
you
numbers,
put that together just for Matt?
Yes.
Yeah,
hyperlinks.
She linked it.
I said like, well, they're best for this, best known for that.
The thing
so
is, I'm going to still
no,
have
wait, did
value.
He respond to that list?
He did. He
okay.
said
I didn't know.
Okay.
I was like,
that's
this is
like,
perfect.
A,
this
that's
is
like
absolutely...
an assignment at a company.
Agreed.
That's like if you work for a travel agency and you have a client who says, hey, I'm going here. What can you do? I would pay for that.
MLA format. That was a resume.
Cited,
fully
sourced.
Cited, all of it.
Yep.
And I know I have it like fully like bookmarked now in my notes. I'm going to treasure it every time I do go to K-Town. But
what was you said you had an announcement?
Yeah. What is the announcement?
Yes. So I've started wedding planning, just like dabbled in it. And so I have a planner. And so he was asking me like, you know, and I hope he doesn't listen to this because I'm embarrassed now. He was like, we gave him a span of 3 months to choose between, or like, you know, I'm good with any of this time during the season. And he came
for
to
the
me,
date of your wedding or yes. just okay.
Yeah, yeah, for the date of the wedding. And so he was like, he picked a random date, was like, this is the one that I'm shopping around to see, because I told him anytime in 3 months. And then I was like, amazing. We like scheduled our whole date to go look at venues. And then I was sitting in my room and I was like, oh, it's the one date that Matt King said he can't come. Because you came up to me.
Was it for my brother's yeah. wedding?
And you said
May of next year?
Yeah. You were like, hey,
no!
Just letting you know. No, it's okay. I moved my wedding for you.
Wait, no, you didn't.
I did. Remy. I did. And I called my planner. I was like, hi, I'm so sorry. I have to move the date. And he didn't ask why, but I was nervous if he did. I'd have to say that you I moved it for you. Wow. But I literally moved my wedding around for you.
Wait, I don't know though if my brother's getting or wait, are you planning it for it to be a Saturday? Or a Friday?
Probably a Saturday.
Okay.
We haven't gotten that far into it.
Your just brother's date's confirmed, right?
Yeah, but I think now that I'm really thinking about it, my brother's might be a Friday.
Oh, well, that's okay.
So it could kind of work, though,
it's
if
fine.
You still
she already
wanted.
Moved it.
I already moved it. He already called all the venues.
You're a real friend.
No, I need
that
you
is
there.
Incredible.
So you can't miss it now. I'm so
no,
sorry.
Especially with this and MLA formatted K-Town recommendations. How's it been the whole wedding process, though? Has Cal been pretty easygoing with it? Does he have a lot of input, or is it like you need to give him two choices and he picks one?
He really is like whatever she wants.
Okay.
He's super chill about everything. I feel like he's going to be very particular, though, about certain things like music. I think he's going to be really particular about. He at first, and I keep bringing this up and he gets mad at me, when we first got engaged, he was like, what if I wear a red suit? And he likes to die on that hill, so I'm not sure.
Red suit for
red
the
suit?
Day of, yeah. like, on the altar saying, yep. I do.
Yeah.
In the
do
red
you think
suit.
That might be, like, a negotiation tactic where he just wants to wear something a little bit non-traditional, but he'll start with a red suit and then come down to, like, maybe a blue flower suit or something? Or do you think he's dead
I'd
set on red?
I'd be impressed if he did, but I don't think so. He's
are we
very
talking, like,
streamlined
red jacket
thinking.
Or, like,
no,
red head to toe?
No, he wanted red head to toe.
Say he, you'll remember me, like standing in a red suit, saying, baby, I do, babe.
Can you believe that? So I think I'm going to have, like, right now we're looking at just the venues and picking the date. And then, so he's very open to that. I think once it comes down to the nitty gritty, he might be a little bit more picky.
Okay.
But we'll see.
That's an incredible gesture to move a wedding date for somebody.
Big time.
I mean,
Remy, this
that's
is...
the only thing that I, you're the only person that brought anything to my attention. Now so I'm going to move that around you.
I got to get you a good wedding gift because you got the best one. And we finally used it for the first time. Patricia did for Easter Sunday.
Oh my God, what'd she make?
Well, you got, for the people who don't know, you got us a KitchenAid. Or what do you call it?
Stand mixer?
Dutch oven. Alicia got you the KitchenAid.
Oh, dang it.
It's okay, we're a package
but we did
shield.
Use the
we're
Dutch oven
shield.
As well.
Okay, beautiful.
So we use those, actually we use the Dutch oven way more than we do the KitchenAid.
Good. That's why I picked that. I really did because I use mine every day, whereas my KitchenAid I use once every 3 months.
Right. You need like a good occasion to really bust
for
it
sure.
out.
You
I'm too
it.
Shy to like touch it yet.
The KitchenAid?
The KitchenAid.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole thing.
The Dutch oven, the Le Creuset.
Le Creuset.
It's gorgeous. Do you, how many of those do you own?
Too many.
Do
those are like gifts people get me because I cook so much. Like my mom yeah. every time will just get me like three variations. And people collect them too. And they have like hundreds of them.
Oh yeah, I'll see like these like blowout sales that they'll have in like New York and people are just like duking it yep. out trying to get their hands
yeah,
on them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And okay, so wait, so still wedding wise, so thank you for adjusting the date.
You're so
Cal's
welcome.
Cal's wanting to wear the red suit. Yep. Are you wanting to do anything that you think is out of the norm that you're excited about doing or like nervous if you want to go through with it? Not
I'm
the wedding
itself.
I'm
going to invite Lana to sing me down the aisle.
Shoot your shot.
I'm going to ask. I don't think she will, but I'm going to ask.
Be a DM, handwritten letter.
I mean, we're buds now at this point. So I'm gonna shoot my shot and ask her if maybe. Oh, actually, no. I'm not going to ask her to sing me down the aisle. I'm going to ask her to attend. And then maybe if she would like to sing, she may. I'll
what's
have the mic ready.
What's the format of that note? Are we doing like all lowercase? Is this a paragraph? How deep do you get? Or do you keep it real casual? Like, hey, do you want to come?
I already accounted for her and some guests to come if they would like to come. And I think I'll just be like, hi, if you would like to come and you're free on this date, please feel free to roll by.
Hell yeah.
Do you guys we'll talk currently?
I congratulated her on her nominations for the Grammys.
Amazing.
And that's the last time we spoke. So that was a while ago.
Okay.
I just don't want to bother her.
Do you go through like your recent posts to see if she liked them? Just to
you know
like,
what?
Is she interacting with the content?
I do get some screenshots sometimes when she likes Ollie's stuff. So she's around. She's
okay.
there.
Oh, Ollie's monitoring that all the time.
Ollie
yeah.
is constantly just in the little heart where you could just see from there, like verified tab only.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be like, I need to see the seating chart before like Absolutely. It becomes official. Absolutely. Making sure that I am seated at the table.
Adjacent, or either... like not too close, but like nearby for
Do
sure.
Do you think you have enough like relatives and friends who'd be able to keep their cool around other maybe special guests?
Probably not.
No.
Oh, actually,
it'll be like a meet and greet.
Actually, no. Regarding if Lana were to actually come to my wedding, which she's not, like if Lana were to show up, I think everyone would be fine. I think it would just probably be Ollie.
Right.
He's going to get so mad at me for saying all this. I'm so sorry.
Are you doing bridesmaids? Groomsmen?
I like want all the traditional stuff. Okay. I love it. I loved your wedding. I just like having the whole bridal party crew. I think that's so fun. Bachelorette. Like, I'm so excited.
Do you think you're going to go pretty big on like the amount of bridesmaids you have? Because I didn't realize how many we had until I just went to a wedding and they brought all their groomsmen out and it was like 14, same size as us. I'm like, that's like a sports team.
It was. Like, it was too many.
It's massive.
We I thought yours were in windows because you had so many.
Yeah. They made sure that we were all in line and everyone could see out to.
You had 14?
Yeah, it was 14, I think.
Wow. I think it was 16.
Was it 16?
No,
it was an insane number. We were like packed in before we all walked out. There was like four groups of four people each like having a conversation. It was so many people. It was great though. It was fun.
It was, and I loved every single one of them. It's a tough time though when you kind of have to sit and make that list. It feels like a MySpace like top eight.
Oh, you're for
like,
sure.
Because there's people who are like your best friends from every single chapter of your life. You have your childhood friends, your new friends, your family. Mm-hmm. And you want to be like, who are the ones who you know that you will be friends with further on, like later
That's
in life?
True.
Because sometimes like people are still not friends with like their bridesmaids or their groomsmen.
Oh, yeah.
Decades down the road.
There's so many stories where the last time they spoke was on the wedding day.
Yeah.
Because just so much shit happens around a wedding. Yeah. Do you have drama around your wedding?
No drama. Good. You know what? No. Okay. No drama. I think I was sometimes a little disappointed with like friends who wouldn't like show fully up on time just because I wanted to like enjoy the day of the wedding and have some quality time.
I feel like it was pretty smooth sailing.
The only time I was really stressed on my wedding day was because of Patricia and I's first dance song. You got to shorten them down.
You guys made them, I've never thought that, but you guys made them so perfectly short and sweet.
Yeah.
And just like, I like that you knocked them all out one after the other.
Not the full 3.5 minutes.
I loved it.
You need like a chorus and a verse. And
because time is money when you're at a wedding. You're spending that money. You got to maximize the fun times for your guests, especially.
I'm budgeting. I've never even like brought this up to Patricia yet, but I'm budgeting for your band because that was the fucking Eras tour.
Oh yeah.
That was 3 hours of nonstop performances.
Motion, what was their name? Main Attraction. That was the name.
I think about them all the time.
Yeah,
I will be flying them.
They're pretty, I know. And once you get that band, you become a bit of a snob going to other weddings
because
you're like,
it.
Not as good as the Main Attraction.
That was a concert.
Yeah.
I felt like I was like, we had Kelsey on the podcast and she was like trying to get them to wave. Like it was like a real, it was a real concert. It was amazing.
Yeah. And it was like the day of the wedding and we were about to get picked up by our bus. And then our wedding planner reached out and said, do you have the edited version of the song down to a minute? And I was like, no. So I had to like download GarageBand on my iPad, which is usually like the first thing you delete if you're just trying to save
memory on your iPad.
And I'm having to like trim it down, you know, export like a YouTube file and to like listen to YouTube. And I made it work. And
what was the song again?
Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys.
That's right.
We love that one.
So
do you and Cal have like a song?
Not one for them, like one that we have like throughout our couple history, but we don't have one for the wedding yet. But he really loves Mac Miller and I love Ariana Grande. So we're like maybe like a song where there's one, I think it's called this part where they both sing on it. So we're like maybe.
And you would want just for that track to play, you wouldn't want the band to sing it, right?
I don't know.
Because that's another thing too, is when you get a band.
Yeah.
If it's not part of their catalog that they're used to performing, you then have to like pay extra for them to learn it. And sometimes I've been at some weddings where like they'll just be on their phone like reading the lyrics kind of for the first time.
Oh no.
And you don't want that like messing up the vibe.
Yeah. I think I would have just like the DJ play it or something.
Yeah.
Can I say, speaking of Matt's wedding, my experience arriving to Alabama was a little bit hectic. I was supposed to have a flight from LA to Miami, then Miami to Alabama. And I was flying solo and it's because there's no direct flights from LA to Alabama. Fine. So I get on my flight to Miami. And then as I'm sitting, I see Caucasian James coming down the aisle. And I was so excited because I had a friend travel with me. I was like, James, oh my God, you're on my flight. This is so exciting. So we had a great time on the flight. We land in Miami, and when we landed, we sat on the runway for 40 minutes, and our layover was 1 hour. So we got off the plane and sprinted down the entire Miami airport. Him and I, we were wearing cowboy boots because it was Alabama. So we packed,
obviously.
We packed like our boots and our running shoes, and me and him were like, we have to try. We had maybe 8 minutes to spare. We bolted, ran to the gate, got to the gate, and they were like, sorry, you just missed it by 3 minutes. So we missed our connecting flight by 3 minutes, and I was like, it's okay, we'll figure this out, it's gonna be fine. And so we go to the counter, we wait like, you know, 20 minutes, talk to the woman, and she says, there's another flight that you could try standby tonight at 11 p.m. And meanwhile, it's like 2 p.m. So it's standby, which means you're not even guaranteed a seat, or you can fly tomorrow. And James was like, spend the night in Miami? And I was like, let's think about this, because there was the dinner we wanted to go to, yeah. And like, we've already committed, flown 5 hours. I kind of want to just get to Alabama. Is there another city we can fly to sooner with a guaranteed flight that maybe we can drive to Alabama? And the woman was like, great idea. You can fly to Atlanta. So I did a quick Uber search to see like how much would it cost to go Uber from Atlanta to Alabama. It's like a 2.5 hour drive, hour drive, whatever it is. And it was like $150 cheaper. And we'd get there the same night, cheaper than spending the night in Miami.
Yeah,
so we did that. So James and I went to the lounge, hung out. Now we're spending like all day together.
Thank God.
Which is like great. No, it was so much fun. I'm so happy I had a buddy. And then we got to our flight to Atlanta, flew to Atlanta, got in the car, did a 2.5 hour drive. James, Jesus. Thankfully, he talked to the Uber driver the entire time about like the NBA.
Oh, an Uber.
Yeah, it was an Uber. We didn't rent a car because renting a car would have been like
so much more
expensive. It would
have
been more expensive. Yep. And we would have had to drive.
That's a road trip.
It was. And we didn't. So we basically didn't land until like.
You want snacks?
To the hotel like 11:30, 12:30 at night. And we were supposed to get there. I was supposed to be there at 5 for the rehearsal dinner, whatever it was.
Oh, no.
And so I get to the hotel and like James was staying in a different place. So now I'm in the hotel and I'm just like so exhausted. It was such a long day. And I was kind of like a little bit not in the best mood just because I was super hungry. Like I didn't get a chance to eat.
Yeah.
And it was this whole long day. And I'm in the hotel room and the first person I see is Remy. She walks in. Her and Alicia are just like coming in from some event that you guys
had. We went to the after party at that bar with the dance floor, the karaoke. Yeah.
Which I wasn't allowed to go to because I was getting married like the next day.
Yeah.
So we had people were
like, you can't go out. You like, we got to stay.
Can I tell you the weight of the world was lifted off my shoulders just seeing you and Alicia. Like it felt like, oh my God, I got out of jail. Like I'm seeing family in like this new foreign land, and you guys had food.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
oh, this is Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday night.
Oh yes. Okay. Yeah.
And like you guys were just, it literally, I still think about it, how much of just like a sun, it felt like sunshine entering the room.
Aww.
And you gave me this like so much food that you guys had, cause you had shot a video or something. You had all this extra food.
Yep.
And it was just like, it literally set the tone for the whole weekend. I was like, I'm going to have the best time ever now.
Aww.
Remy and Alicia are the nicest people in the world. Like, it's so nice to have real, genuine friends. And it felt like a foreign land. I was like in another country almost. And it was just, I cannot say enough good things. I want to state for the record publicly, you changed my weekend.
Well,
and it was really nice.
You.
He just wants to be invited to your wedding.
I mean, obviously you are.
That is not the purpose of saying that. I just want to go on record. Like, a lot of people ask, you know, these guests that you interview or like people that you're friends with, these influencers, like, are they really nice? Are they just putting on an act? And like, I want to categorically say you are definitely one of the nicest people I know.
Thank you
inside
so much.
And out.
That is so nice.
And then that leads me to my second question. I just saw a TikTok that you posted.
Okay.
About this mailman like stand.
The delivery cart. Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Oh, yes. I saw that you upgraded it.
I bought a mini fridge.
One of the greatest ideas I've ever seen. Can you just kind of like talk me through how you came up with this and give me the history.
Well, I can't take any credit. A lot of people on TikTok do this.
Okay.
And I wanted to do it for so long because I get so much PR of like snacks or drink and things, and they're just like stacking up. And obviously all these drivers are outside in the hot sun all day long. And so I made this cute little cart because I had like an extra cart in my house. But then I got a lot of comments after saying that leaving like plastic bottles outside in the sun is bad. It could like warp the drink, or you know, like it could release any sort of whatchamadeals. So I took my money from my TikTok fund and bought a mini fridge.
Wow.
Just put it right back in. And I bought a mini fridge, and then I just put all the snacks outside and all the delivery drivers have been so sweet. Like,
and
I just
it gets used.
There.
Like, they actually
the
take the. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have
so
a camera
far,
on them? Like, just to see if they say, like, thank you? Or...
I do. Well, I have, like, the doorbell, the Ring doorbell as is. So I, like, I'll go back and watch, and they're just, like, so nice and so grateful, and it's so sweet. And so far, they're loving the, what are those green granola bars that are really crunchy that get everywhere? Nature Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Nature Valley. Yeah, those are the hit so far. That and the Gatorade. So I'm going to restock.
Very nice.
It's really sweet.
That's
it's
awesome.
Nice.
It was just seeing that was just like such a, that is such a Remy thing to do. Like I felt so genuine and authentic, and it ties into the way that you are as a person. So
thank you.
Yes. It's very cool to see that. It like inspired me to do something similar. I don't have the exact same home setup, but with like summer approaching, I think it's such a brilliant idea.
For
to
sure.
Just,
there hasn't been any greedy grabbers though, where you're like, I put this out as a treat, and then they're like,
they brought an empty box
like,
and just
fine.
Stuff it in.
I will say, someone was like, you should put like bags outside for them. And I was like, well, then people might take too much, and then I'll have to like,
yeah,
it'll be a whole
flavor.
Thing.
They want the choice.
But I'm like, take as many, like, take four, take five. But yeah. Like, if you clear out the whole thing, then obviously that you can't leave, you have to leave stuff for people to find.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank
that
you.
That is, it's really, it's cool to see like a DIY project that's community driven and just like, a good idea that actually I like you see all these DIY things that like I'm never gonna do that. I'm not gonna take a blow dryer and like bend a piece of wood to like put right. So it just I don't need this. This is, it doesn't I like it's cool to see, but like it doesn't apply to me. This is something that I was like, wow, that's actually entertaining to watch and something that I can actually aww. Do in my life and like be very just make a positive change in
those
the world.
Are so nice.
Very
there's
nice.
This woman named Nabella who you guys have probably seen her content. She's like the queen of doing all this kind of stuff. And during winter, she lives in, I think on the East Coast, so it's colder. She'll put out like a Keurig machine and like
whoa,
every day. Yeah, like
a little
like,
hot coffee.
Yes, hot coffee, ugh. Hot cocoa. So I'm like, I'll get there in the winter, but she's like the blueprint.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
The mini fridge is just brilliant.
I'm like, well, I was worried I'd poison them with these plastic things. I didn't know.
Do you keep it going all night or do you like unplug it?
No,
like,
I keep it going.
Yeah.
I haven't checked the electricity bill, but
I'm sure it's
fine. It's fine.
Yeah,
energy efficient.
Fine.
It's all good.
Yeah.
For a good cause.
I almost was going to have a little date with Cal tonight. He reached out to me.
I heard.
Yeah, we were going to go see Monkey Man. Or wait, I think we were going to go see it on Thursday, but I already have tickets for it tonight.
He told me. He read me your text also. He was just like, Matt King's a funny texter. I was like, don't I know it? And he's like, yeah, I know he invited you to see Dune or something.
Yeah, no, he's seen it how many times? Like four times?
Six. He saw it for the sixth time last night. He's watched that movie for 18 hours.
He just put out a review, too, that I was like, yo, this is an essay. Like, this is like an MLA format.
I heard you're seen a fan it? Of the reviews. Huh?
Have you seen it?
I did.
How many times?
Just once.
Okay.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Better than the first one,
first,
too?
So much better than the
yeah.
first. Cal is like a Dune fanatic. And even with the first one, I think he saw it quite a few times. And so he kept asking me to watch the first one in theaters. And I was like, I'm good. Not enough Zendaya. And then finally, when I wanted to see the second one, because he was raving about it, and he only will watch it in IMAX, and he'll only do X, Y, and Z. He was like, let's go see it. I was like, okay, fine, I'll watch. But then I had to watch the first one, obviously. It was good. It just like at two-hour mark, I was like, this is getting
it's a
little
heavy
long.
Exposition.
Yes,
yeah.
It's setting up the story. Two blew my mind. Cal and I went on a date night. Alicia did tag along, but she couldn't get the seat next to us. So she sat like five seats in front of us, like on a different row. And like through the movie, we'd just be like looking at each other. It was great. I loved
yeah.
it. Not enough to see six times, but like maybe I'll see
no,
it again.
Six times I can't do that. Or, like, especially if you want my butt to go to the theater mm-hmm. to go see it, I'm not going six times.
I agree. Yeah.
It's a lot of money on popcorn and soda.
But AMC Stubs, right?
Right.
Does that work?
Oh, yeah. I guess you can reapply it.
I think
it,
that's
but like,
probably why he's doing it. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot. That's 18 hours of his life. Plus previews, 24 hours.
Has he read the books?
Yes.
Okay.
He actually, he's going to get mad at me. He was telling me the reason why he read the books was because this director, like it came out that this director was doing the movies. And I guess
yes.
he like loves this director. Oh, yeah. And so he had gone to Cannes Film Festival in college. And that director was there for some other movie. And he was like so excited to maybe ask him for a photo. So we like practiced his French to ask him in French. Because he was like, you know, if I ask him in French, maybe he'll like say yes. And so he like went up to the guy or like at the barricades, like at a fucking meet and greet. It's like whatever his name is, like
Denis,
flagging him down.
Denis. It looks like Dennis. But
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's like flagging him down. He asks him. I forget how he says it in French. Un photo something something. And he's like, no. And kept walking.
Oh, no.
That's so cute. But
man.
So sad. So I don't like that director anymore.
Actually, Dune Snub sucked. And Cal in what, 2008?
I know.
Before you even did anything?
Before.
Have you ever asked a celeb for a pic and they said no? Or do you even go up to them and ask for a pic?
I feel like I've never really seen celebrities, I don't think. Like, at an outside of like an event. Like an event, yeah. I wouldn't do it. I don't see anybody out in the wild. I'm not lucky enough. I don't think I would.
But even if you were a big fan of them, you wouldn't be like if you saw Twice, you wouldn't be like, can we get a picture?
No. I get too nervous. Yeah, I just don't want to bother people.
I know. I wish I was more bold about doing it. Because sometimes people get away with it. It's like, no problem.
For sure. Have you seen the guy that goes up to everyone and sings for them?
Yes.
I love him. Like, I wish I could never.
How does he go around and find those people?
I have a theory. Mm. I think that some of those are set up.
Oh, you think so?
I think that it's a good look for the team, and their PR team is like, this will look good if we collab with this guy, and they're doing collabs.
I agree. Because sometimes like it's in the lobby of the record label. Like, that's a setup.
Yeah. Sure. Which, although it could, he just be a psychopath and like going to the record label every day waiting for someone to be there.
That's true.
And ready, but I think it's like kind of could be a cool look for a celebrity to be like, oh, look how normal they are when a crazy fan comes
and
up to them.
And if they're nice about it back. Yes. Sometimes when they're like, no, everyone's like, ew. Mm-hmm. Or you like the glam bot, you know, when people are like not very polite. Mm-hmm. Oh, I eat that up. And like, if they're not polite, I don't like them as much anymore. Because I'm like, be nice to him.
You can really see it in their eyes, like how neurotic they are.
They don't even say thank you. Mm-hmm. They'll just walk away and he'll be like, thank you. They're like, and keep going. It's rude.
Have you ever done a glam bot?
I did.
And one time
I
was the one?
Yeah, the one.
With Cole, what's his name?
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
I did. At, I forget what event, but it was so bad.
Did you know that night that you were going to be getting a glam bot?
I don't think so. And I think I remember I just blinked really hard and it's so slow-mo. It's like my eyes were closed for like half of it. And then one time I was in the back of Charlie D'Amelio's. That's my claim to fame.
Oh,
that's my claim to fame. Yeah, it was me in the background. Yes, that was me.
Yeah, they say like the more subtle you do it, the better it turns out.
I
think
that.
Some people make it too dramatic.
I saw a compilation of like the worst ones, and they're pretty bad.
Who the Sigourney Weaver one.
Oh, yeah, there's some bad ones. Well, because it seems like the speed and the angle that it comes in on doesn't look like it's what you would expect.
No.
Like, I feel like I would fuck it up.
Yeah.
The people like nail it, it's more hats off. That's incredible.
It's a millisecond. It's just like, whoosh,
yeah,
and
it's
done.
It's like this. It'll be like, ready? 3, 2, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, and because you can't see it come by. It has to be.
I would be like, where's it starting? Where's it ending?
Exactly.
And where should I be looking? Like, give me full stage direction. I need blocking. I need timing. Like,
but so true.
Then you'll see someone just like someone nailed it recently. Yep. Maybe it was Madison Beer or someone like absolutely fucking nailed it. And I was just like,
she practiced for that.
Yeah.
Actually, she probably didn't. She's just perfect.
Yeah. Do you ever see celebrities just like driving around or like you've never had a celebrity LA just like, oh my God, there's, I don't know, Adam Sandler at the Air One.
Oh my God. I saw Patrick Dempsey at the airport once. He was so kind.
Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah. He was really cute.
McDreamy?
Yes. He was like complimenting these kids these parents were in front of us with their little toddlers and the toddlers were going crazy. And he was like, you know, if you're nice, your mom might give you a lollipop. But I didn't know it was him.
I know.
And I think like right after he got named Sexiest Man Alive like this year or something like that.
He's been named I think like the most out of anybody. It's like him and George Clooney, I feel like.
He's never gotten it before.
What?
That's why he got it this year, because he deserved it. But then everyone was like 10 years too late, 20 years too late. Yes, he was very kind to those children.
The lollipop.
The lollipop. False promises.
Word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money.
Are you somebody who has found that you've had subscriptions that you may have forgot about, or you've paid twice and you never realized it? Trust me, I have. Especially now that I'm married, it's really great finally getting all your finances in order with your significant other. But man, it does not feel good when you realize that both of you guys have been paying for the same subscription. It's great knowing when you can eliminate it, and that is when Rocket Money has been a lifesaver when it comes to that.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? I know I'm someone who's had for subscriptions that I've forgotten about, but 75% of people have had that experience. And before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 4 or 5 subscriptions, but I couldn't believe when it showed me that I was actually paying for like 9 or 10, and I actually had 2 of the same accounts twice, which is just so frustrating. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones that I forgot about.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
With Rocket Money, you have full control over all of your subscriptions and you get a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place, and if there's something that you don't want, Rocket Money can help you cancel with just a few taps. I love how the Rocket Money dashboard shows me all of my month's spending this month compared to last month. You're spending more, you're spending less, which is always good. And I can basically clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help you create a custom budget to keep spending on track.
They will even try to negotiate lower your bills for you up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in unwanted subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/hoot. That is rocketmoney.com/hoot, rocketmoney.com/hoot.
And now back to the episode.
You like those Alan eyes? Or Alani?
I didn't get the cherry twist ones.
Am I pronouncing it wrong?
No, yeah, wait. I thought that was a joke.
How's it pronounced?
Alani?
Oh, Alani.
Alani. I love Alani. I'm going to start calling
it that. Is it for sure Alani?
Alani, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're amazing.
This is like a Berenstain Bears, like Mandela effect, because I really thought they were Alani's as well.
Alani.
I think Alani.
It's definitely Alani.
Alani.
Alani knew.
It was like Hawaiian.
They kind of came out of nowhere.
Actually, and I'm going to be that person, I've been like on them since like 2017, 2018.
They've been around that long?
Yeah. And they're amazing. So I was on, because they started as like more of a fitness, they are like a fitness company. Mm-hmm. But
they do power bars, all of that.
Yeah, protein powders. I think I started with their pre-workout. And then these obviously have blown up so much more recently. They're like so retail now. But I've been a part of their like group of like core people for so long. And they give the best Christmas gifts ever.
Really?
Ever, you guys. They'll just ship you like every Christmas holiday. Actually, not in the past couple of years. I might be dropped from the list. But when I was in the thick of it, they would give me like a giant like $300 duffel bag and then stuff it with like AirPods and like Theraguns and like workout sets and all this stuff. It was amazing.
We love you, Alani.
No, we love them so much. They're amazing. Their products are great and I'm so happy they're doing so well and their campaigns are crazy.
And I love all their flavors too.
Everything.
This is even an ad, folks. Miss. We're just saying.
We just love it.
I love Cosmic Stardust. That flavor.
Really?
Yes.
That one
and
I'm not
Hawaiian
a fan of.
Ice, I think it's called.
Yes.
Hawaiian shaved ice, maybe.
I can't have coconut because it tastes like Bacardi.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I have the two and then I'm like throwing up.
Yeah.
But I like the Tropsicle is like one of those popsicles that were red and yellow, like the pineapple cherry.
Oh yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Recommend that one. That's my fave.
I love that.
Yeah. They're and your nails are matching the can too. I don't know if that was
they
intentional
are.
For today.
No, I'm just here to promote Alani New today. Alani.
Did you get the poppy robe that they sent out? It is one of my favorite pieces of clothing I've ever gotten.
Patricia never lets me wear the poppy robe.
Why?
Because it's her robe now.
Oh, you're share it? It's a communal robe.
Well, because like I always have my robe in my bathroom, but like I use her shower and I always want to go for it. She's like, that's my robe.
It is such a good robe.
It's beautiful. Ugh. I mean, they come out with great merch. Cal will wear it too. He's like a full-blown influencer at this point. He really is. He's so good at it.
How's your beef with Zach Justice?
I don't know. I haven't seen him
yet.
Can
you give like the full context and the skinny? Because like I was trying to piece it together.
Absolutely.
Through just TikTok clips.
Yes.
And I just want to know what's going on.
For sure. How much do I want to say? I didn't know the extent of what had happened, but I did see that clip where he said that he was going to slip. Did you see this? He said he was going to slip my family's throats because, oh, so Lauren had.
Were
been
you
like,
in the room with him at this
no,
time?
No, I wasn't there.
He's on
I
Wild
didn't even
Till
know.
9?
Yeah, he was on Wild Till 9.
Oh.
And
Jesus.
He had asked, he had brought up, Lauren had asked me like months prior, hey, do you want to do the swap with Zach Justice? Or he like, can I give you an intro? And I said, honestly, we're not like doing guests right now. So just give him my manager's email and they can like talk about it maybe later. That was like a long time ago last year. And then in a recent podcast, one of the questions was like, who's someone that you turned down in your podcast? And I was like, oh, Zach Justice. Like it's not a big deal. But the only reason I brought it up was because he went on Lauren and Jeremy's podcast and was like, listen here, Ratatouille, which I think is funny. Like that's hilarious. That's great. He's just kept calling me Ratatouille. And then that's all I had known. And then the clip came up and it was like, what are you going to do if like how do you feel about her turning you down or whatever? And he was like, I'm going to go to her family's house and slit their throats and wear their blood and all these things. And I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
and I've never met him before.
You've never met him?
Never met him.
Oh, that's a little insane.
Yeah, you're bound to meet him
pretty soon. I mean, you guys are running with some close proximity and quarters.
Do I be nice? Do I be...
Or you film it, confront him, you strap like a whole body cam on. Like
GoPro on my head.
This is like a helmet on, like in one of those like full like doggy suits that they like train with canines. It's like, what? You got something to say?
Let's hear you say it again.
Yeah. Or you just like invite him to like a cooking thing and you guys have like...
We could be nice about it. Well, I understand he was joking.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, the knives are in proximity. You're like, yes. You got something to say?
You're like, so right, say it again.
Yeah. That's a little bold of him to never have met you and say that.
Yeah, I wasn't...
No DMs from him or anything trying to like clear it up?
No, I would appreciate it for sure, but I don't know the guy. So I'm like, I'm not holding that against him. But it definitely was just jarring to watch. I was like, wow. I don't know this man. And I know he was joking.
Yeah, that's his threshold.
There's like a threshold. I understand if we were like, if we knew each other, but to not know me and then do that, I was like, damn.
That's a little much.
This is going to be a crazy introduction when I first meet him. Yeah. But I'm trying to decide. I'm like, am I nice? Alicia actually said she saw him recently. And she said he seemed a little like, is she going to be mad at me?
Oh, so you weren't there on Easter?
No, I wasn't.
I know. I was looking for your name on like one of the bags. And I was like, well, if Zach's there and Remy's there.
I know. That wouldn't have. I'm like, sure part of me kind of wants to just post a photo like this. But then also part of me is like, maybe I should not be nice.
Right.
I don't know. I'm deciding.
Yeah, this is new territory. Knowing me, I'll be nice. Yeah, I can't imagine you're going to be like, listen, motherfucker.
No, like, I wish. I know so badly. Like deep down, I wish I could. I just know I'll be nice. One time, I saw one of my friend's exes and I wasn't supposed to be nice. I was just supposed to like not, you know, really interact.
Yeah.
And I like came up and I was like, love the hair. I was like, why did I say that? I don't love your hair. And that haunts me every day. I don't know why
that
I did that.
You even gave him
a
compliment?
Reflex. Yeah. That I even like, why did I do that?
This is a friend's ex.
Yeah. And I shouldn't have said anything. Yeah,
do you think that's like the code of anything is you just shouldn't even talk to a friend's ex? What if you actually did?
No. I could be cordial.
Did he break her heart?
Or
his heart, or I don't know who this is.
I wouldn't say, it was like a mutual thing, I would say, but I just definitely shouldn't have complimented. I should have just said, hey, nice to see you, and then not even nice to see you, hey, walk away. I'm going to practice what I'm going to do to Zach.
Yeah,
justice.
We have to practice.
Maybe we can practice right now.
Okay.
Would this be good? This would be a great clip.
Okay.
I'm Zach?
Yes.
Oh, well, I have to think how like Zach would respond. He's already... probably coming up with every type of response as well. That kid prepares his jokes.
Does he?
I think so. Don't you get a vibe?
I do. I think when he's doing those like dating shows, some of those one-liners that he gets.
Okay.
I think those are probably
rehearsed.
Pre-written. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just nervous even talking to you, pretending to be him.
I know. I'm trying to just like channel myself into being like Zach Justice. Oh, hey, Remy.
Fuck you.
Listen.
Talk about my fucking family again. I'm going to come and slit your throat.
Are we sure he was talking about you in this clip?
No, I'm positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, I know it was a joke. It just got taken too far, but like, I know it was a joke. I'll just be nice.
No. What if he calls you Ratatouille in person?
I love that. I think that's so funny. Okay. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, that? Clever.
Yeah, he's one of those people that it's like, his persona is so, he leans into it so much that, but when you do talk to him in person, one-on-one, I feel like, he's not fully that persona, but over time, I kind of think maybe his brain is just like, even when he's in his private life, he's just still being that guy and, you know, took it too far. And
I see.
We'll have to rein it in.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
See us meeting?
Yeah, I would.
Zach, come on out.
Can you imagine?
Actually,
just
that would have been
Jerry
hilarious.
Springer style.
Have the full confrontation go down. Right here.
No, we would never do that. How is your experience with Matt's other co-hosts going?
Oh, it's going great.
Oh, yes. Pretty unfiltered. Pretty ex-unfiltered.
Yes.
Are you guys still sticking with that name?
Not sure. TBD.
Oh, really?
Yes, TBD. I can't get into that too much, but...
Oh, I thought there was like a survey going around like for people's input.
I'm not... Honestly, there's a lot that goes on that I'm like very... Everyone handles a lot. Everyone kind of does their own thing, which is really nice. Like, I'll handle this, I'll handle that. So I'm not quite sure where we're going with the name. I'll tell you off after the cameras are rolling.
I think it's actually a really great podcast because I love seeing like Zane and Alicia on this like singles journey. And
Isn't
you guys
fun?
Having, you know, your perspective, Heath's perspective on getting them to talk about that stuff and get it out there. Because I feel like Zane, Heath, and my dynamic, when we talk about it, Zane gets pretty shy about it.
Yeah.
I think having like two like steady female perspectives in the room with him to allow him to come out of his shell.
For sure.
A lot of goodness is going to come from it.
I've seen a lot of those comments that are like, Zane never opens up that much. And that's what he told me before. And he's like, I really want to talk about dating stuff more, but it's hard when like no one's asking those questions. But as a girly girl, I'm just like, elaborate more. Like, I want to know more about that. So I feel like,
and he needs to be kind of challenged too. Like, agreed. When you guys were saying 15, 20 minutes for a date. No. Like,
I can't even get into that one. No wonder he's single.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Because he's only given 15, 20 minutes at a time.
That would be, no.
I mean, I don't think he's actively doing that. Yeah. He was just like thinking it. If it was that bad, he would commit to just like 15, 20 minutes for a date.
Yeah. But like the studio looks great. Things are going well.
Thank you. Yes. It's been really fun. I feel like it reinvigorated my love for just podcasting in general, just to like have new conversations, because Alicia and I have done Pretty Basic for 6 years.
Yeah.
Which is so fun. And I'm going after this to go record. But at some point, it's like we've had so many of the same conversations, and it always takes like a little bit of a different turn. But like having just something fresh is really fun.
Yeah. And just a shift in like momentum and getting yourself out of like your typical headspace of who you're talking
for
with.
Sure.
That's why I love having good influences and then unfiltered, because then you'll have ideas where you're like, ooh, this is not something I just want to talk about with Remy.
Yeah.
This is a whole idea where I want to talk about it with the boys.
Agreed.
Are you guys going to do guests?
We haven't talked about that,
but
that'd be a lot of people too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just a lot of screaming into the microphones.
Or if just someone's, you know, missing, you bring
true
another guest on.
We've done that. Guests right on Good Influences.
Yeah, we have had.
We had one guest.
Only one?
Yeah.
We have?
Yeah. It was just Claudia.
We had Ben Kahn on for money. No,
he wasn't a guest though. We've had like when someone wasn't available, we've had a replacement.
That's fun. Yeah. I like that.
Oh yeah.
When I had COVID, we had Connor Wood replace me.
Okay.
He was gone for one. And then we had Lord DIY.
Oh,
and
had fun.
Ben Kahn to replace when Matt was.
And then
Matt
we also have a Brooke Averick one that is still in the vault that we've never released. But the reason why we've never released it is because I think I wasn't on that episode, but the topic of conversation
is
so dated. I wasn't on the Brooke one. I was on
Carter.
It
was just Carly, Aaron, and Brooke?
And it was you and
Brooke. No, I wasn't here. That's why they did it with Brooke.
Did I the Brooke one? I have no memory of that.
It was like a Q&A. You were like answering fan questions. I was out of the country, and you did it with Brooke and Carly
maybe,
and Aaron.
Maybe that is true. And I feel bad because Brooke sometimes like, or is... Yeah, Brooke has been like, is that episode
oh, really?
Yeah, why out? Is it and not
it's,
out?
I mean, it's
because
from like 2022.
It's so
at this
dated.
Point.
We're probably talking about whatever was happening.
The queen was still alive. Like,
yeah, like,
rest in peace.
Have you ever been recording and then something catastrophic in the world has happened?
Or like
in
a
the
major,
midst of it?
Like a major world event, yeah. We were recording Good Influences when the queen died.
And we prepped it in the beginning saying, the queen is in not good condition, and we might find out during this episode if the queen passes away.
Oh,
and we found out
God.
Mid-episode, and we have that now recorded, so we know where we were when the queen died.
Honestly, I don't think so. Nothing that exciting.
It's good to, if something is going on, to prep it just in case it does happen
before
we click record. But we've had no earthquakes, right?
No, I don't think so.
I filmed before. I've been vlogging when there was an earthquake, but like a small earthquake. Nothing crazy. I've always thought, like, what if a big one happens right now? What if the big
one happens?
Having
lived, grown up in California, have you had like really severe earthquakes ever happen to you?
Pretty big ones. I think there was one in 2008 because I was in middle school where I think it was like a 5 magnitude, maybe like a little higher. And I got home and I remember being in the like quad area because we weren't in our classrooms. We were like in the outdoor lunch nutrition area where everything just started fucking shaking and everyone was screaming and like the whole like it was just like cement, like the whole thing was shaking. I got home, all the shit was knocked off all my walls, all my like decor, trophies, all those things were all on the floor.
In the moment of an earthquake though, are you an instinctual survivalist where you're going to go run under the doorway or under?
Absolutely.
I kind of freeze up too. I'm like,
oh yeah,
this is gonna pass. This
it's gonna be done soon. I'll just sit there and I'm just waiting, but I'm going to die if the big one happens. Like for real. I remember when I lived in downtown, I lived on the 28th floor of a high rise and not a big one, but definitely like mid four magnitude happened. And those buildings are built on rollers, which I know is like safer, it felt, all I did was run up and down my hallway what was happening because I felt so like, I was just scared. And again, I don't act well in any sort of stressful situation. And you can feel the building It's so like, it's weird.
28 floor also, you're just trapped. Like,
for sure.
You're, that's it.
It's done.
Either you're going to live or you're not. There's nothing you can do about
it's
it.
It's the worst when it happens like at midnight, like right when you're about to go to sleep. And you have something important that you have to wake up for.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then an earthquake happens and your adrenaline just peaks and you're up until 4 in the morning now because you have just been so woken up to reality.
I'm like, can't think anything of it. Because there's no earthquakes in where you guys are from, right?
No.
Texas,
no.
New Jersey?
Are like fracking tremors in Texas sometimes where people have reported earthquakes and it's because of oil drills.
I kind of like an earthquake. It's kind of fun. I'm like, ooh, let me ride this wave a little
bit. No, you're not.
I'm serious. Because I know it's not going to, like, there's, unless it's the big one.
Yeah.
Which I think we'll know when that happens. It's going to be so obvious. But if it's just like a regular, like, things are moving. I kind of like, I'm like, ooh, yeah, yeah. And it's kind of, I kind of like, I really want to experience it and feel it and like look around and kind of, it's just such a unique phenomenon that I'm not used to. So I'm just, I get very excited when there's an earthquake. I'm almost like, is this one?
Yeah.
I bet when you were like moving to California too, it's like, I'm going to feel an earthquake.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I was excited to like experience a new weather phenomenon. Like
for
we
sure.
don't, like one thing I miss is thunder. We don't get any thunder storms out here.
Yeah, no big claps of thunder,
I feel
like.
There was one recently, like in the past few weeks.
Yeah.
But like growing up in the East Coast and in the South, when it's raining, it's like ga-goom, boom, lightning. And like the whole sky lights up and it's kind of like comforting and you go to sleep and it's thunderstorming. But we don't have that here anymore. So it's kind of like I'll trade the thunderstorms for the earthquakes.
When I hear thunder, I think lightning. And then I think I'm going to be the one person that gets struck and I'm going to die. Like that's
electrocuted?
My way of thinking. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty scary getting electrocuted. That's like,
you know.
Oh, yeah.
And there's
I'm
like predictors if your hair starts doing that like static electricity.
Yes, yes. Or if like you're on your arm, your hair starts to like raise up and if you're in an open field and it's raining, you're fucked.
Have you ever seen like lightning scars of like after someone's been struck by lightning and how it just like goes down?
It looks kind of sick.
It does look pretty
that
dope.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of oil fracking, did you see the thing on TikTok where people were pranking their significant others or people about going on a brand trip?
Uh-huh.
I did it to Cal and Cal was like, that's weird. And that was all I got. So then I did it to my dad and my dad and I are exactly the same. We're very like happy-go-lucky, just like happy to be here. My dad was like, that's amazing. You should go. What a great experience. I mean, that one guy died that one time, but like other than that, super safe. You should absolutely do it.
How did you well, it's great you have a supportive father.
Yeah.
Like there was one where a guy called his dad and a lot of people were tagging me saying, this dad is Matt
King.
That's
what you would do?
Yeah. Well, I loved how supportive he was that the son was interested into it.
Aww.
And I think his name was Gabriel. But just kind of talking them out of it.
Uh-huh.
But that whole, oil rig prank, though, the best avenue people did with the prank is saying that they were going to do underwater welding, because that really got people's like brains in. It got more into their parents' brains of them being like, I'm sorry, you're going underwater and welding something, not just like thinking you are going to the rig itself.
Yeah.
Underwater welding, that's where like it pushes it even further.
I mean, my dad would have been like, you love water. That's amazing. Like truly, that's what my dad would have done.
I want to go on an oil rig though, for sure. If somebody told me we're going on an oil rig today, I'd go. I wouldn't do the drilling.
Right.
Just a field trip.
Yeah, go on the rig, see what's
check
up.
Check it out.
Really?
I would.
Huh.
Maybe spend the night too.
Wow.
Yo, all hands.
I'm good with that.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'm good too.
Would you ever go to outer space?
Absolutely not.
No.
I'm so fine right now.
What about like slightly in orbit? You know how they have those like Virgin planes that they're shooting like really high up into the sky and you can be in orbit.
You don't
want
to look out the window and see the Earth?
I am so good right here.
Really?
I don't like roller coasters, so I can't even imagine a rocket ship.
Oh,
like acceleration is not my forte.
You don't like a roller coaster, Remy?
I don't like moving. I like being very stationary. I'm being so honest. I don't like any sort of spinning, dropping, anything.
Do you like going to an amusement park, like a Disney World or Universal?
Love the food. And I'll hold everyone's bags on the rides. Mm-hmm.
Not even like a gentle, like 3D glasses, we're just going to move around in a...
I'll do it, I just don't want to.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm no fun.
You know they say roller coasters are good for kidney stones.
Oh, just like get them
moving? It out of you.
Yeah, it can like... The amount of passage that it can like get... accomplish when you're on a roller coaster is very significant.
It's like taking your body and
whipping it. So compared to the amount of pain that you would go through just trying to pass it normally.
That makes sense.
They say roller coasters are really good.
I'm with you on the roller coasters. That's a little much, especially at like my advanced age. It's like, like when you're 16, you can go and eat nothing and just like 10 a.m. you're riding a roller coaster and you're like, let's do it again. Now it's just like, I get like kind of seasick on a roller coaster and I'm just, this wasn't that fun.
No, the same way. I've never been a fan, but as I'm getting older, I hate them more. I also have like very strange anxiety with trying a new ride because I don't like not knowing what to expect. So I will watch YouTube videos of the ride to know what to expect. And like, where are the drops? How big
Cal's
is the drop?
Moving you like in a box.
Literally,
and
the
like
VR set
spraying
on.
Water on you, just trying to get it going.
It's like, it just, it's not my journey.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
What about haunted houses?
Hate it. Oh my God, no. One time when I was in like, I think I must have been like in middle school, a lot of like houses in my hometown, a lot of the people like worked at Knott's Berry Farm or Disneyland because we're in Anaheim. And so the guy that did all of the lighting for Knott's Scary Farm lived in my neighborhood. So he would set up his own haunted house like on his driveway and like
put
it through. It was really cool. But I had gotten a tetanus shot that morning. So my arm was all numb, you know. Someone pushed me really hard and I knocked down the haunted house. Trauma.
I just haven't.
Nothing.
Well, just thinking about like you with your arm in the tetanus shot, like you could have played one of the zombies too. Just like,
maybe
get in on the fun, but
I went to
travesty.
Like, what the Freak Fest, I think it is, the one at Magic Mountain.
Fright Fest.
Horrible.
Oh, that one's terrifying.
Just all of them are bad.
I don't like waiting in lines for a haunted house too. Because you're like, I'm having to wait to be scared is like a little conflicting for me.
Just like the people that are that like that wait all year to be the like scary people.
Oh, like can you watch auditions where like they have people come in and they're like, they're like, again, sorry, wasn't really believing that one. Can you
try
that
again? Give me a little bit more fright.
Yeah,
I'm sensing a lot of fear. I need a little bit more fright.
Yeah, it's just like American Idol.
Do they actually have audition tapes for this?
Yes, there's multiple that you can watch online.
Imagine not getting it.
Yeah, and it just lives out there.
Like you didn't get the Universal.
Scary enough.
Like I guess they must have a surplus of people, but yeah, geez.
Used to work at Spirit Halloween.
No,
I did.
Way.
Had a little gig working at Spirit Halloween.
Which location?
The one in Louisville, right outside of Vista Ridge Mall.
Here,
beautiful.
In Texas.
Oh, in Texas.
I was like 15.
Okay.
It was pretty great though. Like you would help a fish, you know. Costumes for people out in the back.
The smell is always very distinct. That like
so
rubber,
yeah, plastic,
and like rubber, and
yep.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. I imagine it would be quite headache-inducing to work there for.
I believe that, and it's just a short stint then, right? Probably like for the month of October, and
yeah,
that's it.
It's hard to say goodbye to all those employees. I'm sure. It just comes. You bond by the end of it.
Do you have a yearbook that you pass around and sign?
A little bit, yeah. It's like a yearbook, but it's like from Hocus Pocus. It's like bookie.
Like a Coven book. That's
what was funny. Your first job? Like your first one?
YouTube.
Straight out the gate.
Mm-hmm. Your first time collecting money was from YouTube.
Technically, I like babysat when I was younger, but other than like a real job was YouTube because it kind of took off for me in my first year of college. So then I dropped out.
Wow.
So you never had the like Target interview when you're 16 and like, welcome aboard.
I wanted to work at the movie theater, but my parents wouldn't let me. But other than that, yeah.
I wanted to work at the movie theater too.
It looked like so much fun. And my best friend worked there and they were just like always partying on the weekends. And there was all this like, you know, all the who's hooking up with who behind the scenes. And I was like, I want to do that. But like also my best friend was like, this is my thing. Truly.
I got in trouble at the movie theater with one of my friends who worked at the movie theater because Step Brothers was playing. And that's a rated R movie. But he was like, no, we can still go because I work there. They won't question us. And I'm like, sure, let's go. And we bought tickets for, you know, a PG-13 movie, but then we walked into Step Brothers and we're sitting there, movie's like starting, and then we look over to the left and his manager's just staring at
him.
But just taunted us with a stare for like 15 minutes.
During the previews?
Oh, yeah, the first like 15 minutes of the movie. So like, ha ha, 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 ha. And then he comes up, he's like, Addison? And he's like, yeah, and he goes, you can't be in here, man. Is this your friend? You guys got to go.
Unbelievable.
couldn't see the movie.
Oh, yeah, I got, no.
It's not a government organization that you're in the wrong room, like spying on something. It's what were you, 16, 15?
Yeah.
That is so funny. That's though.
But rated R, is it 17?
Yeah, 17 plus.
Unless you're accompanied, you have to be accompanied by an adult, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and then you can go see it.
But what's such a weird age at 17 is it for a rated R movie? But then when you're 18, you can buy a pack of smokes.
Yeah.
But then you have to wait till 21.
Yeah, like it's not exactly organized the most efficiently in this country. But
right.
Nothing yeah. really is.
What was your first rated R movie you ever saw?
Oh, what a fabulous question. I don't remember. I remember my first PG-13, though, was He's Just Not That Into You.
Ooh.
For my 13th birthday, I took all my friends.
He's Just Not That Into You. Yeah. Wait, that's kind of like
a classic.
That came out like in 2000s. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you went and saw PG-13 in theaters. You didn't see any PG-13 at home.
No.
Okay.
We my fun birthday idea for my 13th birthday was we saw that and then went to Chuck E. Cheese.
My former employee.
You worked at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
Well?
It was Chucky.
He was the rat.
I think you've told me this, but I don't know how I forgot. How do you feel that they took them all away? Are you okay?
Oh, the animatronic band?
Yes.
Devastated. But there actually is only one location that still has the animatronic band, and it's in Riverside. And my brother and I went to go see it, and we got interviewed by the LA Times.
We're just going?
This is so funny. And last night I went to like bed with my Chuck E. Cheese like hoodie that I have.
You're just a fan.
I am. He literally went to go see the last one that exists of
it's
the animatronic
still there?
Band. Yeah.
Okay.
It's still there.
And like was this prearranged? Or they happen to be there?
It's just there was a lot of hype around it because Friday Night Freddy's or what is it?
The movie. Yeah.
Five
yeah.
Nights at Freddy's.
That's like an animatronic band. So there was a lot of like people talking about online where are their animatronic bands. And that one was the only one that's left.
So
you should go and see it. It's really cool.
I should. Alicia and I have been meaning to go to Riverside because that's where she grew up and that's where I went to college. And that's like the origin of our friendship. But we've never made it yet. So
wait,
we'll make
is it Riverside?
Stop there.
Is Riverside near Van Nuys or no?
I don't think so.
Oh, you know what? It's not Riverside. It's Ooh. Northridge.
Oh, that's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, it's right. Oh, especially it's closer to where you're at.
I'll be there.
Go check it out.
I love a Chuck E. Cheese. I love an arcade.
Yeah.
So much.
Oh, you love an arcade.
I love an arcade. Okay. I like Round One. I like a Dave & Buster's. I just like a place where I can spend money and waste it on gaming.
Do you like to earn tickets, or are you just more in for the fun?
I like tickets because I like those coin pushers where I'll just be there for hours just trying to.
Yes.
Have you played the Angry Birds one? You guys.
What's the coin pusher?
It's where you put the coin in and you know how it drops down and then there's like a little like pusher like this that's pushing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
get them all lined up.
There's always them on TikTok where you see them win the big prize and the quarters are stacked up.
That's
for
the Angry Birds one.
Can
I'll
you
be there
win
for hours.
That?
The tower?
Yeah, like how do you actually win?
You just have to knock the tower down. So the Angry Birds one, there's like three sections in the front of like waste or keep. And so you're just constantly trying to push the... Well, you put your coin in, it comes down, and it's building up this tower. And if you knock the tower down, you get all those points.
But does it ever knock down? Because I feel like the way that the pusher, it's always it's like just an inch away from actually doing it.
It does if you put enough money in.
And you stay there for a while and
for
commit.
For hours.
And sometimes they'll have little, like in casinos, they'll have like some cash in there too, like rolled up.
I love
Is it a good investment? Are you winning more than you're putting in?
Oh, probably. I mean, I get to go home with like an airhead and like a shitty cup. But yes,
like
I would say
that's fun. Like a bouncing spider.
Have you been to the, it's called maybe Player One or Barcade or one of those like.
Round One?
Is it Round One or where Barcade? It's like a bar and an arcade?
One Up.
Yes.
I feel like there's a bunch of
they
them.
Mostly
and they
mostly are.
Like names
they're
like
all
that.
Like bars now.
Yeah, where
which
you,
I
get,
love.
You get like a beer and then the games that they have are incredible. I've been to one in, there's one in Burbank where it's like. They have the original Mortal Kombat, Simpsons, Hit and Run, every single arcade. And they, I don't know if they're making them new or they're just like so well preserved. They look brand new. And the games are like, it's
pristine.
Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, because they've like basically have figured out how to put all the games onto one machine now too.
That
like,
they have
like
but these are like the original
cards.
Ones. Like
yeah.
it's, it looks like it's from the 60s, 70s, whenever they came out. I love going to an arcade.
It
is,
love it.
And it's only like a quarter to play a game. So you really can go in with like $10 and spend an hour. It's a pretty good exchange of time versus like going to a bar and it's $10 for a drink. You finish that in 5 minutes and now it's
right
on to the next.
The way I would run through $10 in about 30 seconds, I'm just like, oh, when I gamble, max bet. Because I convince myself I'm going to win the jackpot.
Do you gamble a lot still? You like going to a casino?
Yes, I love it.
I feel like you're very casino coded.
Alicia and I love a casino.
You do blackjack? Is that your go-to game?
Blackjack or roulette. Okay. Or slots. I do love it all.
Have you played Baccarat?
No, what's that?
Baccarat, I have heard about it a lot, and I finally played it for the first time. It's similar to blackjack, but it's almost like a 50-50 split. And you're playing, you can either bet on the dealer or you can bet your hand, and it needs to equal 7, I think.
Oh.
And you're trying to get the closest one to 7. And you can do that virtually. And if you just play the player or the banker every time, it usually goes up. It's a good way to like...
Baccarat.
Okay.
I'm going to Vegas. I think it's
you play craps where you roll the dice.
I get to do that one too, just because I don't want to like waste other people's time that are there knowing what they're doing. I hate doing that in
craps,
Vegas.
I think I would just throw that and it would miss the whole table. Like that's too much responsibility, too many eyeballs.
It's too
on
mechanical.
Me.
You don't want to mess it up.
I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that way.
So, what do you like to play when you gamble?
Alicia and I are blackjack girls, and Cal and I are roulette girls. So roulette. I have my like who I go with, and then that's our game.
Are you good at blackjack?
Alicia and I are decent, and we're getting better, and we'll find a really nice dealer where we're like, well, what would the book say? And then they'll tell us what to do.
Yeah, they'll tell you. If you play by the book, die by the book.
Yeah.
That's usually the best way to do it.
I go with the gut, though. Mm-hmm. Intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all that math in my head, I can't do it. I always have a calculator out. I'm just...
Like, sir, get off your phone.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm like there with my fingers. Yeah. And they're swiping the cards. I'm like, okay.
They just do it so fast.
I know. But they're not adding. I've asked them. They just memorize like the number combinations.
Yeah, they see the patterns like already in there.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
they're not adding like 7 plus 9. No. They're just 7 and 9 you can do.
16.
Okay.
Yep.
Huh.
I'm practicing.
Can we talk Korean food for a second?
Oh my God, I would love to. Yes.
So as you know, we're going to Korea.
She knows, Matt.
Well, wait, when are you going? Because Alicia
we're going
and I are
on
going
the 9th,
to.
On Tuesday.
Oh, so soon.
Yes. We're skipping Coachella and going to Korea.
You're not going to Coachella?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to Coachella.
I feel like no one's
I just
really
kind of looked at how much it was going to be, and you kind of run the numbers. You're like, that's a trip abroad. And I've done Coachella like 8 times. Yeah. This would be my 9th time.
Wow.
I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. But I want just new memories because all the photos kind of become the same and
so
I just
real.
Want to shift in pace in just Korea. I loved Tokyo and I'm just trying to experience all of Asia as I can. And I love what I've witnessed. I love Korean culture. But the food, now for food, I have had Korean barbecue many times.
Okay.
I love kimchi.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all of these different types of dishes.
For sure.
I don't know what I should gravitate towards.
Okay.
As a white American man.
The only time I've been to Korea was like 15 years ago, which you would have known had you continued our conversation.
Yes. I also feel like I got that vibe because I did start looking on YouTube like Seoul Remy and I was like, there's not been much content of her out there.
I wasn't vlogging at that time either, but Alicia and I are going to go like in a month or so. So anything that you like, let us know because we'll hit that up too. Oh, I can get you recommendations from my mom. My mom goes pretty often, actually.
Please do.
I'll make you a list or she'll make you a list.
We're standing down.
Make sure to respond to the text.
I will. Yes. I'm sorry. I think I just, yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's so fine. I would say, I mean, from what I've heard is Korean barbecue, like the meat is not as popular there because meat is so expensive.
Right.
So you'll find more like street food or noodles, like that'll be really popular.
What's their like kind of sushi roll looking one called? Kimbap?
Yep.
Kimbap.
Yep.
I just finished reading Crying in H Mart, Michelle Zahner's book, the Japanese breakfast singer.
Yes.
Oh, I loved it. But there was so much of the book was around all these dishes. And I'm like trying to Google them
amazing.
On the side. I'm like, well, what does it look like? What's in kimbap?
It kind of is all different. There's so many different variations. But did you see like the Trader Joe's one went like super viral? People are going crazy for that one. I'll bring you some.
So you get like beef kimbap or like...
Yeah, there's beef, there's fish cake, there's vegetable. There's like so many different variations.
And it's still wrapped in seaweed.
Yeah,
and
it's like seaweed with rice, lots of different like pickled veggies, and then meat potentially. And then they like almost brush it with like sesame oil. So it's like soft and... kind of wet, but that sounds like weird to say wet, but it's
really good.
All the street food I think you'll love. You have to go to like all the street markets for sure.
And
then tteokbokki.
What is it?
Tteokbokki. Okay. Was that in Crying in H?
Yes.
I can't read it because I just know it's going to wreck me. Like, mm-hmm. I can't read it.
I didn't realize it was a memoir till halfway through. And I'm like, this is a really sad book. Oh, it says memoir? This is Japanese breakfast?
Yeah.
Like, it changed my whole perception of the
I've
book.
I've heard it's incredible, though.
It's really beautiful.
Tteokbokki is one of my favorite foods. It's like spicy rice cakes. They're kind of spicy. They're kind of sweet.
Rice
You'll find
cakes.
That a lot. That's
okay.
really good.
And then what were these, like, cold noodles that you were having with Alicia one time in one of your vlogs?
That's called naengmyeon. So it's like a radish broth with, like, a almost like a soba noodle, I guess, like a chewy buckwheat kind of noodle. And then it's really good if it's hot there, which I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty humid and hot. So you'll want to try that. It's really good.
And you got to cut up the noodles like with the scissors?
Yeah, because they're so long. If you like, and they're chewy, you can't almost like if you bite down, they don't break. So you could essentially choke.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to try the octopus. That's really big too. The live octopus. Have you seen those?
I have seen it and I was a little skeptical about it. The thing is, I'm adventurous enough to do it, but mm-hmm. like if Patricia's like there seeing live octopus move around and there's nobody who's like culturally encouraging her to eat it. Uh-huh. If you were there, she would eat it.
Ah,
but like me taking her to do it, she'd be like, what is this?
Well, people die because if you don't chew it enough, the suction will stick to your throat and you'll asphyxiate. So you have to chew it really well. There's like a whole thing around it.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
And it's like live. It's moving around.
Yeah. I don't think it's alive. I think they just cut it. So it's all like the muscles moving still.
And, oh yeah. The nerves mm-hmm. are still kind of tingling mm-hmm. without it. Would you try that, Mike? Oh wait, you can't have it.
Are you a vegetarian?
Kosher.
Kosher. That's
what,
right.
So I like when I live about my life, I just say I'm vegetarian. It's easier than explaining what kosher is. So
understood. Vegetarian. I remember that.
What about octopi? Can you have that?
No. Fish, seafood is only kosher if it's like a swimming fish that has fins and scales. That's the only.
But yeah. Not creepy crawling.
Basically, if it lives underwater, it has to have fins and scales, and then it's kosher. So like a goldfish, salmon, tuna.
Who's eating a goldfish?
Beta fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if a beta fish has scales.
Yes, it does.
I believe it does.
I think it's just the fins.
Beta fish have the most beautiful looking scales. Do you ever see it's like red and maybe blue they are and kosher. All of that?
Yeah. I wouldn't eat, asking my dad, like, is goldfish kosher? And he's like, yeah, you just take it out, whack it with a spoon and eat it. But I would never do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it sounds a little violent, but like tuna, salmon, all those
what about an eel? Or a snake. Those have kind of
fins and scales?
It sheds. It has scales.
Fins? Well,
but okay. Now I'm talking about out of the sea. What, can you eat a snake, though?
No.
How come?
Animals that are out of the
water.
Yeah, like land animals, it's two weird qualifications. It's has a split hoof and it's called choose its cud. Have you ever heard of this phrase?
No.
A cow chooses cud.
Yeah, it's like some form of how their digestive tract works. Like a cow has like three stomachs or something, and like they chew the food once, then they spit it back up, and then they chew it, and then they swallow it again. It's some weird qualification, but it'll be like cows, goats. I don't know what
about anything with a beak.
Birds. There's just a list of kosher birds.
I need like a kosher
guide. This is why I did just say, yeah, I'm vegetarian.
I was going to say, because I remember in the hotel lobby when we were getting our food, you're like, I can't have meat. It's also, you can't mix meat and dairy, correct, in the same meal?
That is correct, okay. Yes. Yeah, there's so many rules about kosher.
How sometimes in kosher homes that there's two different sinks as well?
Yes, two sinks, two dishwashers, two sets of utensils.
Whoa.
Because you can't mix meat and dairy.
Ah.
So like really religious Jews will have a separate set of all utensils that are labeled like this is dairy. Anything that's dairy touches it, and then anything that's meat, you separate.
Is that a big flex to have, like, in your home, too?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, most people don't
it's
have
expensive,
two.
Expensive, yeah.
Do your parents have two?
We used to when I was growing up, when we had all four kids in the house. My dad, the house that we built was, yes, two sinks, two dishwashers, two sets of everything.
Two dishwashers is crazy.
Yeah.
That's like, the craziest thing I've ever heard
in
a kitchen.
Yeah, two dishwashers, yeah.
Wow.
Some people have two microwaves. Now my parents.
I want to check like Zillow listings and like.
Yeah, that's the way that you'll know.
Can you see them in like the Jewish neighborhoods in LA?
Oh, for sure.
Of, like people who have the
two sinks, two dishwashers. Yeah,
set-ups.
For sure. I did see a TikTok recently of someone just saying like they moved into a house with two dishwashers and they just didn't use cabinets. Like they used the dishwashers as their cabinets because you just have one that's clean and one that's dirty and you just keep moving it.
Keep swapping. That's kind of smart.
And then when you're done with one, now you have your new cabinet and they just like saved all this cabinet space. I was like, they definitely moved into a Jewish house.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
In Asian culture, we don't really use dishwashers, I would say, or at least in my family. And like, I know quite a few people. We just use them as a drying rack. Like you hand wash and just use the dishwasher as a drying rack.
As a drying rack?
Yeah, you just let them air dry.
Do you do that?
I did in my last apartment because my dishwasher didn't work. And like that was pretty common growing up. My parents wouldn't really use the dishwasher too often.
Yeah.
But now I'm running it all the time. And what a luxury that thing is.
A dishwasher is the single greatest upgrade you could have in your life.
Have you ever cleaned a dishwasher filter?
Yeah, I know you think it's gross.
Should
but
I be doing that?
Yes. I saw someone on TikTok, Remy. Go. It's at the bottom, and you open it up, and it's all that food that's gone down there.
It's the food that didn't make it past the filter.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
a cow job.
I was mortified, and every single time I keep thinking about
it.
And, well, I've asked Patricia, I'm like, have you ever cleaned the filter? She's like, no. And I'm like,
just put on some rubber gloves
and just do it.
Put a mask, take it
I'm
out.
I'm just scared what I'm going
to
find.
Have you seen also like with homeowning, that's something I have to think about and have not thought about. Or also washers and dryers, like that tube. There's a tube that goes from your dryer outside and yes. you have to go and like snake it. And if you don't, it could start a fire.
Oh, right. Because
haven't done that.
More of the dryer lens that's going outside yes. of that.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
No one tells you any of this stuff.
No, it's really.
I always love the smell of dryer lint coming
Me
out.
Too.
Coming out the side of a house. Kind of reminds you as a kid, you're out in the backyard and you just hanging out near those vents.
Just that dry skin yeah. flake smell, uh-huh. hair.
Or when people do like the bathtub soak of their clothes and they mix it with the broom and then it's like just a pile of black gunk
Ew,
in there.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like you gotta really, it's like borax and there's like, this is really what's in your clothes.
Yep.
It's, I don't want to know. I'm happy
yep.
with my
I'm so good.
Laundry
Close
pod,
yep.
dryer, I'm good.
How's your new home coming along?
Fine. It's okay. It's definitely, have I told you guys all the problems that I've had with this house?
No.
Oh my God. So I moved into this house in March of 2020, right? Like as the stay-at-home order, the 2 week initial yeah. one kicked in. I was like, amazing. I'll move in here. I'll unpack all my stuff. I'll have 2 weeks to do it all. Obviously 2 weeks turned into a lot more time. And when I had moved in, we had just gotten like a spell of rain, which we don't get now. We're getting a ton, but at the time didn't get very much. And when I walked into the garage, because I was trying to move like my office into the garage, water had flooded from the ceiling everywhere, and I have a balcony over the garage. All to say, the contractor came and fixed it. A year later, I wake up
in
and,
quotes for the audio
exactly,
listener
yeah, fixed it. And I quote, and then a year later I wake up and I hear Cal freaking out. I go downstairs, our whole house, like the whole ceiling had basically like capsized, and water had flooded underneath the garage, flooded over the garage. We have three balconies. It flooded from every balcony. So I go through this whole thing trying to figure out what's going on. This is now 2021. I ended up hiring, which thank God, my best friend who is now getting married to a faulty construction lawyer, which how specific is that? Keep in mind, she had just started dating this guy and she was with me for the whole weekend and I'm freaking out about my house. And then I get to meet him for the first time. She says nothing. I get to meet him for the first time. He's like, wow, you should really sue. I was like, I would love to sue. I just don't know what to do. And he's like, she didn't tell you I'm a faulty construction lawyer over the whole weekend.
Ooh, wow.
Didn't mention, hired him on. He's amazing. I had to sue the guy that built my house because it was built so poorly. I had to basically sue to get everything refixed. They had to come demolish all of the balconies completely. And then while demolishing, they found out that they didn't build the balconies at a slope because they need to build the slope so that the water can drain out.
Yes.
They built them in a V shape. So all the water was sitting in the middle.
Pulls to the middle and
didn't
yeah.
build any drainage. Oh. They found the drains in between the cement and the drywall. Like in underneath the cement was the drains, but like fully closed off. And so I've been dealing with like all of that.
Did you have to confront
years.
Him or like have any interactions
no,
with this guy post?
Just the lawyers
okay.
did. I didn't have to do anything.
And his company's fixing it or a different company is?
Oh, never would use him again. I had to hire a whole company
to
do it.
Have you had to go into like physical court?
No, we ended up having to settle because my lawyer was like, it's better to settle for cases like these because even though you're completely in the right, if you get to court and even if the whole jury blows a whistle and they're like fully in favor of you, the guy can, and a lot of people do this, the guy can just claim bankruptcy and then you walk away with nothing and you have to pay all your legal fees. So he was like,
man.
We want to settle so you can just get something.
I just wanted like a get ready with me. Like get ready with me to sue my contractor.
Yeah, it was really stressful. It's been stressful, but like for the most part, everything's fine now. But homeowning is so stressful, and I wasn't prepared for any of that for sure.
Did you build this house? Like, did you buy the land and were like, this is what I want?
No.
Or it was already built? When, okay.
Bought it built, and it was a new construction, which I was like,
yeah.
oh, this would be so great.
Yeah.
And then there's downsides for sure to both.
Anyone else on your street, though, have that same like builder, the contractor,
there's
same
a celebrity
project?
Who I think has the same house as me because they have all the exact same light fixtures. And I wanted to like reach out. Like I've met her in passing, but she's like a real celebrity, not like an influencer. Like,
yeah,
a real
yeah,
celebrity.
Yeah.
And I've been like wanting to be like,
hey,
because we're in the same neighborhood too. I wanted to be like, hey. Because at one point I was like, is this like a class action lawsuit? Like, what do I
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Did you know that if you're going to build a house, you don't need insurance? Isn't that crazy? Like, you don't need insurance. Like, this company does not need insurance to go and decide to build houses for people.
That's bananas.
Isn't that bananas?
Yeah,
I thought that was crazy.
Correct.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'll just say, got those fixed. And there's always something small happening.
How does Cal freak out? Because he seems like such a chill, easygoing guy.
Yeah.
Is he like cursing up a storm if something bad's happened?
No, he's
or is
very
he just like
silent?
Silent, yeah. But just like, damn it. Like, yeah.
He's just like, oh, it's okay, Rum, we're gonna fix it. And then he's talking me off the ledge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But nothing really bothers him ever. Like, he's just so easygoing, so chill.
Love that. Mm-hmm. And how are the pups?
Oh my God. Also not great.
Oh no.
No, it's okay. Basically, I have three dogs, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
One I got as a gift from my best friend. It didn't work out, so I kept her because I just didn't want her to go somewhere that I didn't know she'd be taken care of. Everything was fine. We were fine and dandy up until the top of this year. January 1st hits. All of a sudden, because now the puppy's a year old, so she's hit social maturity. And I've done a lot of research on this. Apparently, when dogs hit social maturity, and especially like this one's a very headstrong puppy, they can decide like, oh, I'm alpha now. So my oldest one, who's very stubborn and old, and her started fighting for the alpha spot where they like literally, like I got bit in my face the other day because I was trying to break it up. So I have a bite right here. Like they'll just go at it. I'm trying to separate them and they're just like, it's feral. Like I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
like,
can you even get a trainer to like help?
I've put them through training already too. And so I've been consulting the trainer and he's like telling me like what I can try and do. And Cal and I have been exhausting every option. And so I actually, like we've been implementing what the trainer said and it's gotten so much better. But actually the thing that helped the most was I consulted a pet psychic.
Oh boy.
I know it sounds crazy.
You've had a history with psychics.
I do. Yeah. I have.
Get your money.
You're a
good client for a psychic.
Know. She's amazing, though. I have to say, she just checked in with me this morning. She's like, how's everything going? I consulted her because I was just crying every day because I didn't, like, rehoming wasn't an option for us. Like, we're like, we have to make this work. But also at the same time, if anything were to happen to my oldest dog who's 10 years old soon, like I wouldn't be able to live with myself or the puppy, obviously, but especially like, her being older, she's a little less agile. So the psychic, I got on the phone with the psychic and I was referred to her by one of my good friends who adopted a dog from the Korean meat festival thing.
Whoa.
Because he came and was incredibly aggressive and just obviously had been through a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
So this psychic was like very helpful for her situation. So she was like, just try and see and you can like get a reading. And so I met with the psychic and the psychic told
me. In person? On Zoom?
Via Zoom.
Okay.
And told me the craziest stuff that only a psychic would know. Only a psychic would
know.
Did
you have to hold the dog up on the Zoom?
I had to send a photo of just their eyes and nose and then how old they are. It's crazy.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
But I kid you not. I mean, she told me some very specific things about only Cal or I would know about our dogs. Things that they I would talk to like Alicia and Ollie and like be crying or Lauren or Mia like crying about how frustrated I was, but like not really too many details. And she was like, well, they're doing this and it started because of this and Daisy feels this way and Luna feels this way and Momo feels this way. Even something like Momo doesn't like when you make fun of Luna's face, which we're always like, because she's like a really big underbite. So like specifics. Oh my God. Also, Momo loves Cal. They're obsessed with each other. Like they are. I literally looked over and she was sleeping on his chest the other night. And she was like, Momo loves Cal. Momo's actually like a spiritual being. Like so much more than just a dog. And I was like, okay. She said, Momo's really worried about Cal's health. He really needs to go to get a physical.
Is Cal sitting with you on the Zoom call?
He was out of town.
He was out of town.
And so it's just myself. And then I'm obviously freaking out because I'm like, what's wrong with Cal? He goes and I was like, I called him. I was like, you need to schedule a physical. Momo's very worried about you. He went. They found some things going on. Nothing crazy, but like things that he wouldn't have known had he not gotten his physical.
Weird.
All to say, it was so weird. She was like telling me that she was going to, you know, talk to the dogs. And she'd kind of like look to the side of the camera and be like, okay, talking to me. And she'd be like, okay, I'm going to talk to Daisy. Daisy. Blah, 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 blah. And I'd just be sitting there like watching
her. Were
the
dogs listening to her voice?
They were upstairs, actually. Daisy was the only one on my lap, but the other two were upstairs. And she was like, okay, I talked to them. I'm going to, you know, we're going to figure it out. It's going to be okay. She had told me also there's a lump on Daisy's left shoulder. She also told me that Daisy's mouth really hurt. Daisy just got 9 teeth pulled. And I didn't tell her that. I swear to God, you guys, I know it sounds crazy.
And none of this was mentioned in past podcasts, vlogs,
nothing.
Where she could have.
I didn't want to say anything about them fighting either because I was like, I don't know what's happening. I need to get this under control before I say anything. And then she was like, I'm going to shake up the energy a little bit. I'm going to tell them that they need to stop. And like, this is how it's going to be. So they need to like get with the program. I was like, okay, I'll try anything at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
I hang up. I kid you not. And maybe placebo. But like, I felt an energy shift. And then the other two come down. They didn't fight for like weeks, truly for weeks. And then my assistant came in and she even was like, Remy, there's like an energy change. I was like, that's what I said. I felt it. And then I ended up traveling like every weekend for a month. So I ended up sending Luna to stay with my parents because I didn't want
the two of them alone.
Exactly. If someone were to watch, because like people will come over, like our friends will watch the dogs. I was like, if anything happens, I'm liable. Because I got like cuts. I got deep cuts on my hands. I potentially needed stitches on some of them. Like it was really bad. Oh, I don't care if I get bit. I care if a friend gets bit, obviously. Yeah. So then I bring her back. Everything's fine.
Whoa.
Wow.
Everything's fine.
So since then, no problems.
Every once in a while, there's like a little, I did another psychic reading with her recently because we're doing like energy, whatever.
So she does animals as well and can do regular.
I think just animals. She's an animal communicator. The first time I got on, she told me she had just read a fish. So
how much jewelry is she wearing?
I don't think like, much, actually.
Does she look like a animal psychic?
Very just normal, casual. Very sweet, very what could like be a DMV kind employee? Lady. Literally could work anywhere.
Okay.
Could do anything. Just a very normal, sweet woman. And she had told me that I was like, I would like for Cal to come to the next one. She was like, well, do you think he'll think this is like mumbo jumbo? Because she's like, I get some men that are like, in the thing. And so I was like, no, Cal's very respectful. It'll be fine. We join it. And I could tell Cal was definitely a little apprehensive. And she had told us some stuff. We like did some like body energy work and like lots of like tapping and things. It was very interesting. And then when we ended it, the dog started fighting like crazy the next couple of days. They were fighting like 4 to 5 times a day like they were before. And I was like, what is going on? And Cal was like, well, you remember she told us she was going to shake up the energy for the next couple of days. Day 3, fine. Everything's been fine.
Very strange.
You have a fish. If you want to read your goldfish before you eat it.
Yeah, your cat. Do you think it like your...
I don't know if...
Rick has any...
I know some people are against it and like... Each to each their own, but I was like, I'm willing to try anything to get them to stop fighting.
Yeah, I will say the energy thing definitely makes sense. There was a couple years ago, we went to Caesar Milan, you know, the dog guy?
Yes, of course.
We went to his ranch, which is like an hour away.
No way.
It is an incredible, huge property with like 15 dogs that he has, and he had like Ryan Gosling's dog there that he was watching, and some like Will Smith's dog was there.
What?
He's like... And I grew up watching his show thinking it's like pretty cool, but you never really know.
Yeah.
And then he did like a demonstration of shifting his energy. And he was like, so like when I'm talking to you, and he did this to me, he's like, I'm talking to you and I'm like being nervous. You can like feel my nervous energy. But then if I'm calm, you can feel that I'm calm.
Yeah.
And it was like the air around his body changed. And it was like the whole energy with dogs is a very big, powerful factor. And so Jason was there with like, we were all there together, and we did a demonstration with a dog that was like a puppy. And it truly was like, you just see him. It's not about what you say. It's not about like what you do. It's truly the energy that you bring in.
I feel
the
that.
Dog responds to that. So,
so true.
He is the real deal, I think.
Yeah.
I would suggest if things don't continue to go well, I would highly advise checking his services out.
I would honestly consider that. Right now, what's really working, what the psychic had told me, was like, similarly, they can read off your energy so much. So like when I feel like they're going to fight, and like until I had spoken to her, I'd be so tense all the time.
Yes.
I'd be sitting there just like waiting for it to happen to spring into action.
Yeah.
But she was like, you got to change your mindset. She was like, you know, if you think they're going to fight, like have a mental movie of them playing, or have a mental movie of them just like relaxing, and they'll relax.
Yeah.
And it's so true. It's good to apply to
animals.
Animals
are on
animal.
A whole different wavelength.
Yeah. For sure.
Than humans are.
For sure.
I mean, there's a reason why they run when they think an earthquake or some impending doom is about to happen. They're in touch with a different frequency.
And they can also smell fear and anxiety and calmness. Like they
and sicknesses.
Yeah,
and
we
disease.
Can they smell they truly can just smell that. Where we are just like, if you're in a bad mood, they know, not because they hear you, but they can smell it on you.
That's so true.
Yeah. So the pet psychic thing makes sense in like a capacity of your energy changed, therefore their energy changed.
For sure.
Yeah.
Maybe that was even just like what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But either way, I was like, whatever works. I'll do it. $80
Was it expensive?
$80
$80
Yeah, oh, that's not bad.
Better than that $3,500 I spent on that other psychic. Yeah. Who's still in business, by the way.
Oh,
she's
a
national landmark. I drive by her all the time, and it's like a full field trip stop.
Do you ever feel the urge to go back in? And
yes.
Really?
I do.
And you think she'd remember you instantly?
That's what I want to know.
I bet she remembers someone who...
My
that
best
money.
Client
the
ever.
One, the one person.
Yeah.
I'm so curious, and I would like to know because... I mean, if she's psychic, I feel like to some degree she has to remember. Like, I've seen this aura before.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
We almost had a psychic on Unfiltered. Yeah. Just this past week.
You guys didn't do it?
Well, because Mariah, or we had a medium who was going to come
Tyler
on.
Henry, I'm a big fan.
Yeah. And he backed out last minute. And I was like, well, he didn't see that one coming.
Well, I heard you're a skeptic about it.
I'm a skeptic on mediums. Like okay. Psychics, I kind of believe with magicians, I love mentalists. Just speaking on behalf of the dead, I feel a little weird.
Interesting.
About.
Okay.
Because I hope, well, apparently, though, they have consulted criminal cases and stuff. I just get very, like, kind of angry about people who have lost loved ones from being like murdered, and I'm like, well, solve it. If you're speaking on behalf of the dead, give those people closure more than on speaking on behalf of them, but you're not providing the main piece of information.
Yeah.
There's just something with that where
feels a little bit like taking advantage of people.
But if it provides
a very valid point.
But if it provides people closure, and if someone's able to sleep better at night knowing that they had a connection with a loved one who is gone, I am not one to judge that at all. There's something about them. But if Tyler Henry did come on, I wouldn't be like, I don't believe this.
Yeah,
I'm totally going to be here and lean into it and let me connect with anybody.
Yeah.
I would actually love to experience it.
Yeah.
After I'd kind of reevaluate and be like, what was maybe really going on? I mean, hell, I got like hypnotized. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
That guy's been reposting those and they're going crazy viral.
I know. And that's
viral.
Always, it's like, you know, if like somebody posts a video of you when you're like hammered drunk and you don't remember it, you're just like, ugh, delete it. But it's like that, but someone keeps reposting it every now and then.
And you were fully hypnotized?
Yeah. I would say, I was fully hypnotized.
Have you seen the clip?
I don't remember.
No, I don't think I've seen it. I just remember hearing that you got hypnotized.
It felt like I was extremely high. That's what like I would describe the experience as. It's like I can hardly remember it, but I do kind of remember it.
It was
pretty fucking
wild.
You also have to still allow yourself to be hypnotized at the same time.
Uh-huh.
You need to be open to it. So
where did this happen?
It happened at Jason's house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he hired them and then they were doing it to Jonah and Susie and they were kind of like not into it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to try to get into it. So
that's pretty crazy.
You were there.
Yeah.
Did he hypnotize you or you didn't want to do it?
I didn't want to do it.
I don't know if I'd do that. I think I'd get a little nervous.
Like there was the one thing where he said, everything that people say, you're going to find extremely, extremely offensive. And wake up. And then Matt wakes up and Jason's like, so Matt, how you doing? And Matt goes, Jason, you can't say that on camera. And it was, and we'd be like,
so. It was real. It wasn't fake.
It felt, but it really, you do feel like you are being like offended by it. The only thing that he did where I was like, okay.
Where
he goes, I disappear. And he like hid behind a pillow. I was like.
Who's going to tell that guy?
I can see. I felt like I was like playing with like a 4-year-old. I'm like, oh yeah, sure you're invisible. There was a bit of that where I was like.
Wow. Okay. I got to watch that. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm still very like.
Cringy.
I cringe every time it comes by my feet. I'm like, nope. And it's always the one video that like somebody from high school or someone's friend messages them and go, don't you know this guy? Is this true? And I have to like, explain myself. But yeah.
Well, that was super fun. We've done about.
We've covered a lot.
An hour 40. Pretty good.
Shut up.
Yeah, we're cool.
My God.
Yeah.
All right.
What a breeze.
Love
it. Remy, do you have anything you want to plug? I know that we covered Pretty X Unfiltered.
Yes. Cooking with Remy. Please check it out. Check out my TikTok. I'm posting a lot. Miss Remy Ashton. And all my vlogs, Rem Life. Thank you so much.
So much for tuning into this episode. Please check out Remy. And if you haven't already, like, leave a comment down below, and leave a review. We love it so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Take care and have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.